And, of course, this is the interactive portion of the program. We'll take your calls on demonic possessions, psychic attacks. Jeffrey Seelman with us on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Jeffrey Seelman with us. George Norrie here. Jeffrey, do these negative spirits attack us and come at us one at a time, or do they team up with each other?
You know, it's an excellent question, George. It's very often been said and written about and talked about that negative spirits gather together and plot against us, and sometimes that does happen. But the usual scenario is very egotistical, meaning that negative spirits, demonic spirits, which are very powerful, really don't like each other. And this is also true very often of criminals. They really don't get along, and that's why I equate them with criminals. And so very often the attacks come from individual spirits that like to test out their own power. And so the attack, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't need any other help to destroy this family, to destroy this community, this country, whatever they're trying, you know, to manipulate. And so it is kind of an ego thing, you know, to see how much damage one of these creatures can do. And that is also true of negative spirits.
Sure.
People who are dead and just do negative things, that they like to see how much they can do by themselves. And it's very, very shallow, but unfortunately it's very true. But on the other side, that I have come across, and I think this is happening more and more, where negative spirits are beginning to band together in order to affect greater changes that are happening in our world today on the planet Earth. And so there's this great push from demonic spirits right now and negative spirits and even a joint venture in order to really push us over the edge of a cliff. And we're actually right there, as you know, right now. I mean, we're actually in a lot of trouble in a lot of different ways. And so right now there's more of an agreement, kind of like there is here on the Earth. There is an agreement between different spirits of different power levels to band together in order to affect really negative changes and to push people in power that are able to be manipulated, whether they know it or not. And also other people that are just, you know, regular people, to get them to do things that they would not normally do. And so there is a coordinated effort that I have not seen before in my work, in my lifetime.
Now, what can people do individually to ward off these attacks? What do you recommend?
The number one thing I would say is start being kinder to each other. Even though we have lots of differences, we're always going to have differences. Put away the hatred, put away the violent thoughts. That's number one. The second one is there are some tried and true methods that I have developed, certainly. I have developed techniques for the 21st century that are quite different than, say, back in the 1960s and 50s, the protections that people were using that people can bring up in 5 or 10 seconds. In order to protect themselves in negative situations, in stores, you know, in pubs, in family gatherings, in places that where they might find some negativity. So there are techniques that we can learn that are very easy, that are not religious in any way, that are completely scientific. I really believe that everything that I teach and everything that I do is really science. And that metaphysical things are really just science unexplained.
Well, that could be, too. Let's take some calls here for you as they're lining up. Eric, truck driving in Indiana, welcome to the program. Hello, Eric.
Hello, George. How are you tonight?
Okay, sir. I hope you are driving safely through wherever you are in Indiana.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a whole lot to say about this subject tonight, because I grew up, and George, you're about 10 years younger than I am, and I know that when we grew up, I think a lot of it has to do with how our childhood is, you know, when we grow up and what we watch on TV and stuff like that. And about the only negative thing I can remember was back in 1963, November 22nd, that very day, you know.
That's a horrible day.
Yeah. And, but the question I wanted to ask was, is can you get negative and positive confused? You know what I'm saying? It's like, say, if I'm a positive person and I criticize somebody, that would be a negative, wouldn't it?
Is that negative?
Not necessarily. I mean, it does. I think it's kind of human nature, Eric, to do these kind of things. You know, we all have, you know, our differences and we get into arguments with people, and the idea is to keep it civilized. But if it gets out of control, meaning that we lose control of our emotions, we can generate a huge amount of negative emotional energy, and that can lodge and stay inside of our energy fields, inside of our emotional systems and our psychological systems, and affect our thinking in the future. And that's the problem with that. So the idea is to kind of cut that short and say, okay, you know, I did, you know, maybe I said something I didn't mean, or, you know, said something cruel or unkind to somebody. But most of us kind of pull back and say, okay, you know, that I didn't mean to say that. I apologize. And, you know, it's good to do more of that, I think. And so a small amount of that, no. But if we continue to do that in large amounts, the energy charge that builds up with the negative thinking, which is an actual energy, can actually, you know, accumulate in our body's energy fields and color our thinking, and also the way people see us.
And let me tell you something, Jeffrey. As the more you investigate this, is there a danger to you personally?
Yeah, George, I'm certainly on a hit list. And I have been for a long time. And I'm aware of that. I was warned by my spirit guides when I got into this quite a long time ago that would be the case. And it certainly has proven to be true. When I'm working, I'm always very aware. The few times I've been hit, and I have talked about it very honestly on your show before and other shows as well, it's always when I'm out and socializing or something. Not to say socializing is wrong or anything. It's when I'm not looking. And so it has happened, and I am in danger, but I have been charged and accepted responsibility to help my fellow human being, even at the risk of bringing harm to myself. And so, yes, I do take very good care of myself, and I'm very careful. But my number one responsibility is to help my fellow human being. I have, without being egotistical here myself, I do have the techniques and the knowledge and the skill to be able to teach people how to do this, and also to help other people who have this kind of problem, who don't want to learn how to do this and to take care of it. And that's an awesome responsibility.
How do you know you've succeeded in warding off these spirits?
I always let my clients make that determination, George. I always ask them, you know, let me know how things are coming along. You know, give me a call. I'm a very easy person to talk to. You know, give me a call on Skype or Zoom or all the different ways you can, you know, email, contact me, the telephone. Let me know what's happening. I send a report to everybody after I finish working with them. And I always ask them, please, you know, get back to me. And I release all of my work to people who take my services, because it really helps them. And they really have said throughout the years, you know, this is really helping, Jeffrey, this protection stuff you're teaching. But, yeah, I'm on a hit list, and it's very dangerous work. I cannot – we talked about this once a couple of shows ago. I really can't recommend – doing this kind of work. I know a couple of shows ago, whenever it was, I said, you know, if you feel the calling, yeah, maybe. But I just don't recommend people getting involved in confronting really powerful negative spirits, because they also know how to inflict damage on people on emotional levels and even physical levels. And it's just nothing to fool around with.
Absolutely. Next up, let's go to Cynthia in East Hampton, Massachusetts, east of the Rockies. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, dear. Thank you, George.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Hi, Cynthia.
I would like to question the fact that can a person coming into your apartment bring a negative spirit to you
That's
in your presence, even though you're so positive, and trying to enlighten them in a positive direction?
Can that magnetism work where the spirit jumps on somebody and they visit you and something happens?
Happens all the time. It's a very, very common thing where somebody comes into your home or place of work and they have a negative spirit that is following them around trying to destroy their lives. And then they decide, hey, you know, that I'm going to destroy this person's life as well, even though they're a very good person. They're very positive. Like Cynthia has mentioned, she's very positive. They can come in and they will attack people that are very positive. The whole idea is to take a positive person as well and to turn them into a very negative, unhappy person. That is also something that negative spirits find to be something that they want to do and get a great feeling of pride out of, which, of course, as I said, is very sick and very shallow, but it's also very true. But it's also, Cynthia makes a great point that I have seen this so much in my work, where people have let people in their home, and something comes and takes an interest. It doesn't mean it lives in your home or apartment or condominium, but it might come back and try to influence the people in the home because they, you know, for any number of reasons. You know, they might be jealous of your happiness. They may try to test your faith in happiness itself. There is just, you know, many, many reasons why a negative spirit would attack a positive person, but they do it all the time. A negative spirit, especially a demonic spirit, unfortunately, will attack a baby in its cradle.
Oh, geez.
And that happens all the time, too, and that is horrific. But, it's something that has to be said. It's something people call me, and this happens, where the children in the house are under attack as well, and they have no, and negative spirits have no problem with that.
Let's go to first-time caller Trey in Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Trey. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, George. How are you guys doing tonight?
Okay, Trey. Thank you.
Hi, Trey.
Well, I'm going to try to keep this short as I can. Ever since I was a teenager, I've experienced sleep paralysis.
Okay.
And not this sleep paralysis where you just, you know, where you can't move. I mean, where I've felt weight down on me before. And, of course, I've had negative experiences throughout my life. You know, parents divorced. Friends that have died unexpectedly, not just in Afghanistan, but, you know, horrible accidents. And I just feel like I've been under attack by negative spirits. Now, what if they're demonic? I don't know. But, you know, I could be at my house by myself asleep, and I'll hear somebody call my name. And or I could be asleep, and I could feel like something's trying to weigh down on me, where at the point I feel like I'm being crushed.
And they don't have to be demonic, do they, Jeffrey?
Well, no. And, Trey, I think multiple things are happening here. I believe that all dreams are real. Let me quickly explain this. I think that dreams happen on a non-physical level. But also, all spirits are non-physical, all feelings are non-physical, and the other side is non-physical. And so when people are sleeping, about 75% of our consciousness goes on these great adventures, and 25% remains on the pillow, kind of stuck and focused on physical reality. And so essentially, you are coming into contact with not only people who are sleeping, other people who are sleeping, but you can come into contact with both positive and negative spirits. And this may be what is happening. And so when it comes to sleep paralysis, the idea is that you're not able to come out of the sleep state so easily. And it is possible for spirits to keep you essentially from waking up to a certain extent for a period of time. It all depends on, you know, how powerful the spirit is. And usually these things don't last for a long time, meaning at one shot. But it can happen over a period of years. And it's a very, very serious thing. But it sounds to me the other side of what is going on is that you don't feel comfortable in your home. And you're not feeling good yourself. And so I would, you know, at least maybe take a look at my stuff or talk to somebody. You know, the idea is that you don't have to feel that way.
Why does a cross seem to work, Jeffrey, a special cross of Jesus?
It's a talisman, George. Essentially, people, you know, we're talking about spirits that really exist, that are very powerful. And they are represented by in many forms, and one of them are by talismans, and the cross is one particular talisman. And when a negative spirit sees it, and you believe in that, you know, wonderful spirit, that they think twice about attacking you. And so, to a certain extent, it does work. But I think that, you know, sometimes more has to be done. But it certainly is a wonderful thing, and I do recommend that people do it. Some people put different kinds of rocks or stones in their pockets. Some people who belong to different kinds of religions, wear different kinds of religious artifacts. They work because you are connecting yourself with that higher power, with that spirit, which is a really good thing, and I recommend it, because they can help. But I also want to make clear what I said before, that these powerful spirits would really like us to learn how to protect ourselves, because they know we have the power to do so.
Do they really want us to, though?
Oh, yeah. Certainly they do. Because we do have the power. It makes us stronger. They don't always want us to rely upon them. You know, it's kind of like the idea of, you know, and this maybe is not the greatest example, but, you know, I'm really hungry, you know, I really want some food, you know, but I don't want to go to the store. But, you know, praying is not going to get you food, so you have to go to the store. So the idea is that, you know, we need exercise. We need to get out and you know, move our muscles, and it's good to get out and maybe go to the store or whatever we have to do. And the same is true of protecting ourselves, is that the spirits know that essentially we are spirits. We all are spirits, and we live forever. The religions are quite right.
Hold on, Jeffrey. We're going to wrap things up and take final calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, Michael Cremo joins us to talk about human in ancient civilizations. And then later on, we'll be talking with a shaman about some very strange things. That'll be our next Coast to Coast show. And welcome back to our final segment. George Norrie with you, along with Jeffrey Seelman and your calls. Jeffrey, when can people get a hold of you? Through your website?
Best way to do it, George, starclear.com is my website. There you will find information about me and all of my contact information. Like I said, I'm a really easy guy to talk to, and I do not charge for consultations. That's the way that I roll. And so please, if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them and to see if I can help you.
How do you protect yourself, Jeffrey?
I use a variety of techniques, and they are the same techniques that I teach my clients. I am also a teacher, and so I teach a lot of protection. And so what I do is, I'll just give one example here, is one of the things that I do is I teach people, and myself, I do this myself, to actually generate a mirror that surrounds us that will let in positive energy and keep out negative energy. It kind of acts sort of like a regular mirror, except for it works on energy, so that if somebody who is living or a spirit sends you energy, which is kind of like a laser beam, kind of is something like that, it actually bounces off and sends it right back to the source. And so I do the same thing, and I think people should really do this. This is something, it's not a new concept. How I changed it was, instead of actually looking at this from the outside, I actually do this from the inside out, and I teach people how to do this also from the inside out so that they're fully protected. Because if you do this looking at yourself and visualizing a mirror around you, that part of you is not protected that is looking at you.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Monterey, California. Hello, Joseph. Go ahead.
Thank you, George, for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Joe.
Jeffrey, I concur in what you just said. My friend and I, we've noticed, we do the work. You understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, Joe.
We've been seeing for 20 years a buildup on the astral plane attacking. They're just going wild. It's like they're having a feast. Some of our clients, they will be possessed and they will join another cult or this cult or that cult. It's like patching up a hole in the in a boat, and then there's another hole and there's another hole there. It's been going on for a long time, but it's really been getting really bad, escalating. I call up coast to coast to warn people subtly or call people on disinformation. One of the disinformation is that, oh, there's no negative spirits, oh, there's no demons, oh, the extraterrestrials are our brothers, and all the nonsense that they talk about, New Age cults especially. I apologize, George, if I interfere in some of your shows and what I have to say, but
no, you're entitled to say what you
need. What's at stake here?
What do you think about that, Jeff?
Oh, you know, the thing is that we also are doing this to ourselves. You know, we're making it easy on negative spirits and the different kinds of negative spirits out there, like demonic spirits, to affect us on an emotional level, on a psychological level, simply by not being kind and respectful towards each other's belief systems. You know, everybody is different, and everybody thinks different. You think differently. I think differently. George does as well. And so this is natural. But because we're kind of in an anger mode right now, it is a perfect time, as you mentioned, for negative spirits to come in and try to get us to nudge us or even throw us over the edge to get us to really mess up and do some things that are awful. And that's happening right now in our world. And it is terrible. And it is kind of, you know, in a way, you know, we're constantly fixing a ship, fixing a boat. But it doesn't have to be that way. You know, if we start to respect each other and our differences, and I'm not being preachy here, and this is just how I see it, it's going to weaken the ability of negative and demonic spirits, their ability to affect us. And so when it comes to aliens, you know, I have to say this, you know, some are good and some are not, just like people. I think that most aliens are good. I do have worked with them before, some of the things that I know have been taught to me by them. I think, you know, credit needs to be given where credit is due, and that's why I take the risk of saying such a thing, because someone could say, Jeffrey, you're crazy working with aliens. Well, there's a lot of planets out there, and there are a lot of aliens out there, and I think there are a lot of aliens here. And have been for a long time for many, many reasons. But I also want to say that I think most aliens are good and have good intentions. There are no spaceships that I know about that are moving over our cities like in some of the Hollywood movies that are, you know, 5 miles wide and pulling over our major cities and blowing anything up. You know, it's pretty much we're shooting at them. And have been in the past. I don't know if we're doing this now. I was in the Air Force many years ago, and these things were taking place. But the idea is that I also think we should think that they may be here for other reasons as well.
Let's go to Bast in Oceanside, California. Thanks for holding, Bast. Go ahead.
Hi. So I have a question, but I'm going to preface it really quickly.
All right.
I want to say I really, really respect and agree with the way that you were talking about positivity and kindness in people, because I consider people to be my religion because I believe in them. And some of the things that have been happening to me lately, I've been wondering if maybe I perhaps am on some sort of hit list, because I consider myself to be a very positive person. And I try really hard to do good things and to make good things happen and to be nice to people, because I think like that's what we need. I don't believe there are bad people. I think there are people who are in a different phase of life. And bad things have been happening to me since 2019, just pretty much this thing after thing after thing.
Just
and
bombarded, huh?
Yes, really, I have been. And a lot of good has happened, though. Like, I'm not complaining about, you know, that. But what I want to know is, why is it that bad things keep happening to me, even though I keep trying to be, like, a positive person? And I know that, like, maybe I don't have the skills needed to protect myself, or are there just that many people in the world who have bad intentions towards me?
How can you tell, Jeffrey?
Well, I think you're on the right track, you know, that you need to learn some skills to protect yourself, and I do think you probably are on a hit list. I think we're all on a hit list. I think that we are all on a hit list, meaning that there are creatures out there, demonic spirits, which do exist, and negative spirits that are certainly banding together like never before and are trying to push us all over the edge. And there are certain things that could happen if we don't watch ourselves and take care of the planet and take care of our societies and people, that we, you know, could see an end to the human race.
Who puts,
you know,
us on that
pollution and all of that? And so I do, as far as them, you know, as far as negative spirits, you know, taking a look at you and attacking you directly, these things can happen. One thing we talked about earlier in the show was the idea of that negative energy can attract negative energy, meaning that if you have a pretty fair amount of excess emotional energy in your system, doesn't mean you're negative, just even excess emotional energy. Spirits can see this visually, and they can also feel it, and they can manipulate it. And so the idea is that you may be a target because they want to see if they can get you to even feel worse about yourself. And I don't want to see that happen. I don't think it's necessary. And so I would counsel you not to give up and not to give in any way. And yes, maybe you are on a hit list. There are a lot of people who, when they're sleeping, they do good things and they're working and are working against negativity and negative spirits. There are people who do these things in other lifetimes and on other levels. And also, it may have nothing to do with any of that. And it just be the person that you are. I mean, negative spirits attack people for a variety of reasons. As many reasons as there are people that they attack. It's really that bad. And so, yeah, you want to do things to learn how to protect yourself, because it's really easy to protect yourself once you know how to do it. And to release negative energy, it's important to do that and to clear yourself. It'll strengthen you and make them weaker and less able to affect you in any particular way.
Let's go to Cornelius in Louisiana. Hello there, Cornelius. Go ahead.
Hey, George. I wanted to tell you something real quick. Every time I hear Barry's voice, I wake up, because I have Coast to Coast on my Sea Crane radio that Ruth got me. and I hear Barry, and I just wake up right then and there. But, Jeffrey, I wanted to tell you a quick thing. I'm the God, Guns, and Gold man, the Bible, Bullets, and Beans man. And I believe if you read the Bible, it says where the demon says, Paul I know, Christ I know, but you I don't know. I'm not talking about you, but I believe by using the name of Christ and the blood of Jesus, just like you were saying, the talisman, the cross, and everything like that, that would help people out a whole lot. I use Psalm 91. I use the Lord's Prayer. And today is the 21st, so I read the Proverbs because they got one for every day. And so I hope you'll add that to your repertoire. But you're doing the right thing because there's a lot of darkness in this world. And, George, you're helping out a whole lot. I almost died there, Jeffrey, but because of Coast to Coast listeners and callers praying for me in May, my sugar was over 1,000, so they helped me out with prayers and everything. So God bless you, Jeffrey.
Well, thank you, Cornelius. And I just want you to know something, that if people belong to different religions, but if this works for you, do it. If it works, do it. It is so important because there are different ways to go about protecting oneself from demonic spirits and negative spirits, which, as I mentioned, are two different kinds of spirits. So there's not one particular way to do it. But if you found a good way to do this, through your religion, and that's a very powerful religion with really great spirits, that I go for it. Because I am not saying that I am the answer. It's not about me at all. It's not an ego thing. I'm trying to point people in the direction of the different ways that they can help themselves. And so the people that call me belong to all different religions and no religions at all. And it states very clearly on my website that I help people from all different religions or no religions and all different belief systems and races and countries and whatever. I help everyone. And that's the important thing, and I'm really glad that you found something that helps you because it is powerful, and it does work.
Let's go to Roger in Everett, Washington. Squeeze you in here, Roger. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for
Roger.
My call. Hi. I've had a lot of experiences, ever since I was, seeing things and everything, and then when I was a teenager, got older, things, started getting physical and all that kind of stuff and kind of really scary. And about a year after I joined the military, I was actually 24, 25. That was the last experience I had. I had a couple experiences where I tried to get religious, different sects in those years, and things just went really bad for me. And at one point, Even a friend that was in Santeria called his godfather, and I'm not saying anything about that at all, but he said, I need to see somebody. But everything kind of stopped ever since then, and I don't know. I don't feel anything, and I don't kind of see anything anymore, and I'm wondering, what is that? I've had a couple experiences where I thought I was being possessed, and I almost blacked out, but instead of blacking out, things just became white and enveloped me.
Well, somewhere along the line, Rog, you did something right to get rid of those spirits, and I'm sure you'd agree with that, Jeffrey. Jeff, thanks for being on the program. Do keep in touch with us. Jeff's website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. For Michael Cosio, Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Laudasour, Timothy Banal, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.